The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Two of the great franchises in the NBA, the Knicks and the Lakers.
I wake up yelling, get the bag, gotta get the bag.
What a matchup here, Randle and AD.
I leveled up a couple levels, bruh. Every move that I make, I gotta double up.
Big shot for the Knicks. Matthews with the follow.
Overtime,
Julius Randle. Three-pointer on its way. It's good. And the Lakers win it in overtime.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
What up, though? We get the people what they want.
Jalen, we have the leaked week one NFL schedule, and we have a ton of NBA action last night with playoff implications, including where the night ended between the Lakers and the Knicks. THT hit some big buckets at the end of the game in overtime. And then, right at the end, my Knickerbockers, R.J. Barrett had the ball, and this is the shot that he got, and they lost the game.
Well, what had happened was...
After the game, LeBron and AD taunted Spike Lee, and then after that, AD had this to say.
You know, I'm hurt. not more so my body, just, you know, my groin got tight. That was really it. Not sure where it came from. There's no way I was coming out the game. I mean, big game for us. You know, a team who's playing real high. You know, the situation that we're in, trying to battle for six.
Jalen, AD is hurting. LeBron is supposed to come back tonight to test that ankle. What does this all mean for the Los Angeles Lakers?
The Lakers are going very deep into the box score to pull out these wins to try to propel themselves from the NBA play-in. THT's shot was huge. AD part two, that's Andre Drummond, had 16 points and 18 big boards. I know a lot of fans were questioning whether this was going to be a good fit because he struggled in a few games. Mm-hmm. He was huge yesterday. Kyle Kuzma returned. He also had 23 points. And so for the Lakers, as I start to think about the West, Jacoby, and watch AD get injured, he said he didn't want to come out of this game. You know what that means to me? He's not going to play in the next game when LeBron James comes back. Is Caruso going to play? Is Schroeder still out? And so the Lakers have a lot of question marks, but here's a silver lining. Don't want to be a part of the play-in. However, if the Lakers are a part of the play-in and they ultimately get the seventh seed, that's better than playing the Utah Jazz in the first round or the Clippers in the first round. So it actually might end up working out for LeBron and company.
It might, but let's see what it's going to take to get there, because right now it is between three teams in the West to avoid the play-in. And of course, that is the Blazers, the Lakers, and the Mavericks. The Lakers basically have to win out, and they need the Blazers or the Mavericks to go 1-2. And you look at who the Trailblazers play, the Jazz, the Suns, and then the Nuggets. If the Nuggets have something to play for there, it could happen. And that is one of the reasons that you and I both love the play-in tournament. But Jalen, can't help but notice that the New York Knickerbockers lost that game last night, and they really needed that one because there are implications beyond just what happened at Staples Center last night. The Knicks now drop down to the sixth spot. And while it would be so great to have the Knicks in the playoffs, have at least two games in Madison Square Garden, that means that they would end up in the 6-3 game. And I don't know if you see that deer right there at the number three. I don't know how good the Knicks are going to be against that Bucks team. They need to play themselves into a spot where they're either playing the Heat or the Hawks. Jalen, what do you think about the Knicks' chances right now of advancing to the second round?
I think you need to hit the brakes on they should rather play the Heat. They should rather play the Hawks. If they play the Bucks or Miami, just so you know, as a die-easy New York Knickerbocker fan, they will lose to either one of those teams in the first round. But I'm let me tell you something else that I want you to be excited about. You remember going into yesterday's game, I told you that Knick fans would be in a frenzy at the LAPC and at the Staples Center. You saw AD getting harassed at home? Did you see AD getting harassed at home? You saw him doing like this to the crowd. New York fans travel when that squad is doing well. So continue to enjoy your team. But I'll tell you, I like the Hawks, and they've done a terrific job in particular under Nate McMillan. That's their opportunity to win. But how the Knicks have played all year has been isolating Julius Randle, who had 30 points yesterday and was outstanding. So was Derrick Rose. But in the playoffs, if you're going to isolate against the Bucks or the Heat, that's going to be a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. Those are really good points. And as somebody who's on the Knicks bandwagon right now, I'm extremely concerned. But all of this intrigue with the Lakers in the West and with the Knicks, you see how just one game can change everything. That's why the play-in tournament is so exciting, because those weren't the only impactful game. Last night, we had the Heat against the Celtics, the second of two, and the Heat once again took care of business, handled the Celtics without Jaylen Brown. It seems like the Heat, like last year, are really coming together at the right time. Just how dangerous is this team in the Eastern Conference?
Oh, you mean Miami's actually coaching during the regular season and preparing during the regular season to be their best in the postseason? Oh, what a noble thought. Oh, that's what happens when you have, in my opinion, the best coach in the NBA. And I know Greg Popovich is the legend, so I'm gonna pay homage to Pop. But other than Pop, it's Spo. I've seen him develop players. Look at Duncan Robinson. Did he get drafted? Did Duncan Robinson get drafted? No, he didn't get drafted. Look at Tyler Hero. Goran Dragic, at his age, is still out there playing quality
Kendrick
minutes.
Nunn.
Those three guys, Robinson, Hero, and Dragic, if they're playing at optimal performance, the Miami Heat are going to be extremely tough to beat. A lot of seasons, again, prepare for the regular season and the accolades and everything that come with it. The Miami Heat didn't have an all-star this year. By the time Bam got invited, he was like, not going to be able to do it. Okay? They're focused on this time of the year. But this is really more about the Celtics, Jacoby, because can they survive a play-in? Can the Celtics without Jaylen Brown survive a play-in? If they lose and don't make the playoffs, that's not going to be a good look for the NBA team that has had the most draft picks since 2014. To add to a young squad that made it to the conference finals a couple of times, they were not able to add greatness to that team. And therefore, the Celtics, even if they do make the playoffs, as I mentioned before Brown got hurt, are going to be a first-round exit.
That's one thing I think is very important, because it's kind of like the Bucks against the Heat last year. People remember, well, Giannis got hurt in the series, and that's why they lost. No, they were already losing that series. And the same thing with this Celtics team. Oh, well, Jaylen Brown hurt his wrist, and he was out for the play-in in the playoffs, so that's why they lost. No. The Celtics were trash before this all happened. The Celtics were trash before Jaylen Brown hurt his wrist. The Celtics played so much uninspired basketball up to the point in which Jaylen Brown, that I don't want history to rewrite this Celtics season in the one where Jaylen Brown got hurt at the end, and that's why they weren't successful. Because the story of this season was the roster looked great, the coach is great, but they just played uninspired basketball. They didn't get stops. They didn't get wins against bad teams, and that is why they're in the position to fight just to get in the playoffs, which me personally, I don't see them winning in the play-in. I don't see them winning in the play-in. I do not see them winning in the play-in.
Wow.
Do you?
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, you got teams like the Hornets. They're going to be enthusiastic about their opportunity. We had Coach JB give us an exclusive yesterday and just talk about the development of his roster with LaMelo Ball. But Celtic pride has to kick in during the play-in, Jacoby. I would hope they would at least advance in the play-in before getting bounced in the first round.
Absolutely. And the Wizards are also there looming as a dangerous team in any sort of play-in tournament. So much intrigue around the NBA. We have a lot more to get to later, but now it's time to turn our attention to the National Football League, because there was a leak. There was a security leak. We have the week one schedule. And look at these notable games, of course, starting with that Thursday night game between the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. I'm looking at that game between the Packers and the Saints. Will Aaron Rodgers be playing quarterback on September 12th? Nobody knows.
Wow.
Absolutely nobody knows. What do you think about these notable games in week one?
I know how much you love drama, so I'm going to acknowledge your Aaron Rodgers point. When you've been with a company over 15 years and you have no guaranteed money on your deal, I'm watching that situation too. And I agree with you. If they don't put any money on his deal that makes him satisfied, they can schedule the game, but I don't anticipate he's going to be under center. We shall see. But the other thing that I thought about, there's actually two more things. One, Lamar Jackson. As much as Tom Brady and the Bucs are going to get the headlines and rightfully so for winning the Super Bowl, he was the MVP a couple of seasons ago. And the goal was to get him a couple of weapons on the outside. They tried to address that in the draft. It'll be interesting to see, though, if they go after a veteran in free agency. We talked about the Hawks. We talked about the Falcons and what they were going to do with the draft. Is Julio going to shake loose? Is Odell Beckham going to shake loose? And finally, here's where the irrational fan comes out. I'm going to look at this Lions schedule just like I looked at the first game.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
don't do it.
I'm like, the 49ers spent their entire offseason disrespecting Jimmy G, and this is going to be his first game. This is a great win for us. ain't that right, Jared Goff? This is why you take an offensive lineman in the first round, because he's going to be ready to start from the beginning. And he's going to give us that protection we need against that massive front seven that gets pressure of the 49ers. This is the first win for the Lions. We go 1-0 against the 49ers.
I love the idea that you're already claiming 49ers victories 4 months in advance. You know, we got the schedule now, but what we don't have is the point spread. And I promise you, the Lions will be double-digit underdogs in week one at home against those 49ers. You might as well go to that game, because in that first quarter, right at kickoff, will be the only time the Lions will be undefeated this season. Right there, while you're in that seat in downtown Detroit, that'll be the only time that they'll be undefeated this season, right when they kick the ball off before they get trounced by the 49ers. We have so much more to talk about in the NFL, but there were a bunch of impactful NBA games, and of course this. The man who everyone is talking about, Tim Tebow. We have some sound from Urban Meyer right after this. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 in New York City, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it's time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is
Woo,
Keep It Moving.
Tang!
Keep
it moving. Woo! Keep it moving. Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with some sound from Urban Meyer about Tim Tebow. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I just love that we have franchises for the culture. Hit the brakes.
Let's listen to the new head coach of the Jaguars talk about Tim Tebow.
They come in and they said, wow, you know, this guy's ball skills. He's a great athlete. He looks like he's 18 years old, not 20, whatever he is, 33. And I said, guys, you don't understand. Now this guy is, you know, he's the most competitive maniac you're ever going to talk to, and let's give it a shot. And I have not decided if we're going to do that or not yet. I'm getting close. I got to make a decision here pretty soon.
Jalen, he says he has to make a decision soon. What do you make of that?
It just further highlights the disappointment that so many like myself have that Colin Kaepernick chose to take a peaceful protest prior to a football game about police brutality and racial injustice in this country. And in his history, he's been a consistent starting quarterback that led a team to a Super Bowl and got whiteballed out of the NFL when Tim Tebow gets to run through not only an opportunity to play for the Jaguars, but to reinvent his name in the news cycle for a guy that we don't feel like is going to have a really good NFL season, for a guy that does not look 18, Urban Meyer, and he won't once he get hit. And so it's just that comes to mind for me. I'm not necessarily mad, because I know that that favor and that relationship he has with Urban Meyer is going to continue to give him opportunities. And that's how the world works.
The Brooklyn Nets got a win against the Bulls yesterday as we head into the playoffs. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hopefully they get Harden back soon. Hopefully Kyrie doesn't have a serious injury. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Nuggets beat our guy, James Borrego's Hornets yesterday. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this.
One person I want to highlight here is Michael Porter Jr. and what he has been doing since Jamal Murray came out. What do you think about MPJ?
I think it's been terrific to watch his maturation as a number two scorer with the Nuggets. This is what he wanted. He was a guy that saw Jamal Murray and the Joker blow up in the bubble and had the confidence to come out and still complain about his touches. Just think about that. After beating the Clippers the way they did. And so when you do that in the locker room in front of the coaching staff, you got a ball when you get the opportunity. And yeah, he is putting in work. Big shout to Michael Porter Jr.
And I will never discuss the Nuggets without acknowledging the great play of my guy, Facundo Campazzo. He had a couple of great highlights yesterday as well. You know what? Everyone else is starting to get in the Campazzo train, too. Just remember who the conductor of the Campazzo train is. Because I see his highlights on Twitter. I see people tweeting about him. Campazzo is my guy. Stay away from Facundo Campazzo. Moving on, we have some interesting news about the Jazz and Donovan Mitchell. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'll say we keep it moving because I believe if he's not ready for the start of the playoffs, that may be reason to panic if you're the Utah Jazz.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We have just a little morsel of insight on the future of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
The GM of the Bucs said if he wants to play till he's 50, he's still playing when he's 50. We'll have him until he's 50. How do you feel about that?
I just like the way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers brass is basically thumbing their nose at the rest of the league for their infatuation and love for Tom Brady. He's only been there one season and won the Super Bowl. They talk about Tom Brady like he's been there 15 years. Wait, that's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's Russell Wilson. Got it. I figure, okay. So what they're doing is they're acknowledging that this is our guy. But you guys have those poor quarterback situations going on around the league. Of course he wants to play till he's 50. Who doesn't want to play till they're 50? But not going to be able to do it.
We will see. But look, they won a Super Bowl last year. We'll see how his season goes this year. I could see him playing for like 3 more years. Moving on, will the Athletics be moving on from Oakland? Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes on this one.
They've been in Oakland since 1968. We all know what has happened to Oakland sports franchises. How do you feel about the potential of the A's leaving town?
I just remember when the Pistons left Detroit, and though they won a couple of championships at the Palace, it was never the same. And the joy in the city when they decided to return and play at Little Caesars Arena. I was actually at their game last night against the Wolves. This is disappointing for the city of Oakland. It's almost like you root for the Golden State Warriors all of these years, and then they become a championship-level team, and then they bounce and go to the suburbs. And now the Oakland A's have been there since 1968. They leave. The Raiders left to go to Vegas. It's just unfortunate that city won't get the fiscal boom from professional sports that it used to.
Jalen, sticking with baseball, Ohtani did it again. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hey, man, I got another crush. Hit the brakes.
Okay, Jim. Not only did he strike out 10 batters, when he was done doing that, he went to right field and played defense. This man is not getting enough flowers or love for what he has done this season.
On this show, he is, and he will. This is going to be your Shohei Ohtani update network program right here. Because anytime somebody can strike out 10 people and then go to the bat and hit the ball as far and go to the plate and hit the ball as far as anybody in Major League Baseball, I have never seen anything like him. Never.
The only
never. When we start talking about the greatest shows in sports, that is going to be the greatest show in sports right there. Shohei
Absolutely.
Ohtani. Stay tuned.
Congratulations to Shohei Ohtani. Seems like he's making history every week. Jalen, the Warriors had themselves a game, and they got a contribution from an unlikely player. We'll show you all of that right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Huge doubleheader in the NBA tonight on ESPN starting at 7 p.m. where the Wizards travel to Atlanta to take on the Hawks, and then at 9:30. The Blazers looking to avoid a play-in game, take on the Jazz looking to keep the number one spot in the West. Two big games tonight on ESPN. And last night we had a big game between the Warriors and the Suns. And you would think it would be Steph Curry that propelled the Warriors to the upset, but it was not. It was that man, Andrew Wiggins, and some good contributions from Draymond Green. Jalen, how dangerous are these Warriors as we head into the play-in and then the playoffs?
Steph has led the way offensively, putting up historic numbers. Draymond has led the way defensively. They've consistently been one of the better defensive teams actually in the league. And you know what I saw last night? My cousin Draymond Green hanging on the rim with two hands. Did you see my cousin? He was hanging on the rim with two hands.
You know what I saw, Jalen? I saw something interesting that we'll see in the playoffs. It was the Suns double teaming, triple teaming Stephen Curry, daring anyone else to beat them. And guess what? Andrew Wiggins did. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m.
2 o'clock. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
We always say we give exclusive content to our podcast audience, and we come through every single day, Monday through Friday, and soon to be the weekend. But Jalen, you know why that music is playing? The NFL schedule was released. It was leaked. And we have the matchup for week 2, Monday Night Football. Packers, Lions. Now that you know it's Packers-Lions week 2, you're voting for Aaron Rodgers to hold out. You're hoping he's holding out.
I am.
You know what? You're going to start sending him tweets being like, Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are disrespecting you. You need to get some guaranteed money in that contract. How'd they draft Jordan Love? Every day on the show, you're going to be talking about how much the Packers have disrespected Aaron Rodgers just so they do not play. He does not play against the Lions in week 2. I know you.
We'll be 2-0. We'll be 2-0. The 49ers already spent the entire offseason disrespecting Jimmy G, so that should be win number one. And by the way, I'll be at the game. I'll be at the game. Lion gear from head to toe. I already know what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. The schedule's going to come out fully today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look down at the schedule. I'm going to find 10 wins.
You can't.
I'm going to just find 10 wins.
Enjoy the summer.
I know Vegas says 5. I'm going to find 10.
Enjoy the summer. This is the best the Lions season's ever going to be. This is the best the Lions season's going to be. Because once the game actually start and y'all start losing and you look up and you're 1-5 and you're not even in the playoffs and the Bears got Justin Fields running everywhere, throwing for yards. Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Packers. It's just going to be like, is it you or the Vikings to be the worst team in the division? That's basically how it's going to be. Because Justin Fields playing on the Bears has changed everything for the Lions right now.
Oh man.
If you could have Justin Fields, if you could have Justin Fields or Jared Goff as your quarterback, who would you pick? Be honest. Who would you pick?
I'm trying to think of how to spell Fields backwards. So that's SD Fields.
SDIE.
Yeah.
Oh God. F. L? There's an L in there somewhere. What do you want me to do?
Harder than you thought. See, it's harder than you thought.
SDLEIF.
I got
you. There you go. But Jalen, let me tell you something. You forgot.
SDIELF.
You had that opportunity. You had the opportunity to draft Justin Fields. You could have done that. He could have been the quarterback. No one wants to talk about the Lions, though. No one does. No one does whatsoever.
Here's what I want everybody to. Here's the number one storyline I'm looking forward to this year. Lamar getting a mega deal.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for this year. Saw Deshaun, saw Mahomes, Dak Prescott. Kirk Cousins always makes sure he get his bread. See, that Kirk is my kind of guy, right? Because He'll never be mentioned in the best quarterbacks ever.
No.
Or even currently in the league.
No.
But you know what Kirk Cousins doesn't do? Give discounts.
You got tagged twice.
You know that
you got
every time
twice.
He's asked for something, correct.
He
doesn't take
twice.
Discounts. And so I want to see Lamar that they drafted a couple of weapons. And I know you're tired of hearing me scream for them to try to trade for a vet to help them on the outside. But either way, Lamar's running style primarily to being a passer versus like a Mahomes is a passer that will run. The offense is built for Lamar to be a running quarterback, design runs. It's going to be interesting to see because I know their general manager has came out and already acknowledged that he deserves top dollar. But mm-hmm. I guarantee you, Jacoby, it's one thing to say that somebody deserves top dollar. It's totally different to see him get that deal. So I'm waiting to see if and when that happens and what those numbers look like and how he plays this season.
Yep, and they had some key injuries to some not household names last year. They left tackle and they had one of their blocking tight ends. Like they were pretty beat up last year, but the AFC has some teams, man. Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, mm-hmm. Browns. Like there's you know,
there's some contenders. Hit the brakes. Hey, Demetrius, our producer. You notice he didn't say the Raiders.
Of course not. I was talking about contenders.
Okay.
Talking about contenders. Well, we got some Raiders news. This is how the Raiders get on the show. They now have implanted a nightclub in one of the end zones of the stadium.
Boss move.
Jalen, soft.
Boss
soft
move
or boss move?
Boss move.
No,
soft move. Here's why.
Soft move.
Here's why. The only reason why we're talking about the Jaguars today is because they signed Tim Tebow.
They didn't, but they're talking about it.
That's the only reason why we're talking about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why we're talking about the Raiders is because they have a nightclub. You just named contending teams, and you know what you didn't do? Name the Raiders. So therefore, they should have a nightclub, something else to create interest for us to talk about their team. That's a boss move.
Here's my concern, because I got a bunch of my buddies from college all love the Giants, right? So what the schedule comes out and what they do is they pick a city. They can go on a road trip for the weekend, get away from the wives and kids, and just support their Giants. And they get their little outfits together, and, you know, and they wear their jerseys. And they went to Green Bay and painted some cheese heads blue, right? Here's my concern. Is dudes like that, men and women like that, picking Las Vegas as the destination for the weekend. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Fly in Friday. Go out Friday night, go to sleep when the sun's up, and then Saturday
you
wake up
Sunday morning
a little tired. Yeah, a little tired. You wake up Saturday, but you're still a little drunk from the night before, so you decide to ride it out, have your first cocktail within being up for 45 minutes. You don't even remember what happens on Saturday night. Who even knows what happens on Saturday night? You might wake up with $2,000 in your pocket you won. You might wake up with $3,000 you lost. Who knows? That's at that point you start fractioning from the group. You're calling up Steve to see where Steve is. Steve was with Gary somewhere else because you guys lost each other around 2 in the morning. And by the time the game comes around on Sunday, weekend's over. Everyone's tired. The last thing you want to do is go to a nightclub in the middle of the day on Sunday. Here's my advice for everybody flying in to see their team play the Raiders in Vegas. Got to fly Saturday. You gotta fly Saturday. You can't fly Friday. Gotta fly Saturday. I'm a vet.
I agree. But I think your advice, your advice actually is two separate items, in my opinion.
Okay.
There's the people that are flying in to enjoy Vegas and to go to a game physically on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the people that are flying in Saturday to enjoy and go watch the games at the betting houses on Sunday.
Sportsbook.
Right?
Yeah, well, those are two different subsets. I'm talking about people making the trip to support their team, to physically go to the game. Those are the people I'm warning right now.
Correct. And to your point is those Giants fans would only be going if they were playing against the Raiders.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
So those fans, I understand that that's a different segment of the population. But I want to talk about the Raiders are going to have eight or nine home games. These aren't people that are just flying in. Vegas is a town where most of the people that are out and about aren't born and raised there.
No. No.
So therefore, if you're deciding to go to a football game, what better place to have beverages at odd hours at a nightclub than Vegas?
Listen, I'm during not saying that's not a bad game. Idea. But that part's where you get me. During the football game part. I mean, I assume you have to buy a ticket to go to the game. And what, $100, $200 to go to the game? Then you're going to go in a nightclub where you're dancing? You're dancing around like with the game on a screen on a TV? Like, nah, no. This ain't for me.
I think that it's a good idea that during the game, you have some place where people can gather, have drinks, listen to music, and watch the game.
So they have Hyde nightclub in Staples Center. Have you ever been to Hyde? I've never been there. They have like a Hyde nightclub in Staples Center. I've never been there.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. 100% of the times I have gone to games and I wasn't working, that's where I went. That's why I'm the person speaking on it. I'm telling you. That's the move, dog. That's the move.
Here's how you can get me.
It's not. Okay.
Afternoon game ends at like 4 or 5. Your team wins. Then you go to the nightclub. Stays open after. The during the game part, you can miss me with. But like, oh, I'll have like a Monday night game or a Sunday night game. And then you go straight from the game to the club around midnight. I can see that happening. That can work for me.
Jacoby, you've gone to too many Knicks games. Let me tell you how it worked in the other 29 arenas. They actually have entertainment. Like Toronto has a DJ. They have Jurassic Park. People are literally listening to music, having beverages on a big screen, watching the game. That's separate from the people who buy tickets to go to the game. They're two different audiences. So I would buy a ticket to go to eat at Hyde and watch the game and people watch and not necessarily be sitting in a seat like a normal patron at a basketball game. It's more fun.
Mm-mm. I want to cheer the game. I want to cheer for baskets. I want to yell at the refs. I want to be involved, like I'm in the building. I don't want to be sitting on a couch, you know, getting bottle service, get a $4,000 bill at the end of the game. No, we're in a different tax bracket. And everyone listens to this pod in a different tax bracket than you two. You know what I mean? That has nothing to do with it. I don't have thousands of dollars to go to a nightclub.
Let me tell you the different tax bracket part. Jacoby, trust your brother. You know what costs thousands of dollars? To pay for Laker tickets. You know how much it costs to go to Hyde? $50. You see what I'm saying? It's a better experience, fam. In Detroit, I go to games. I'm fortunate enough that I sit on the front row in the owner's seat. Each arena has their own entertainment. It's just that you're always at MSG and it's pretty straightforward. Pay your money, go sit down, watch the game, leave.
Yeah.
Too much real estate. Real estate too expensive in New York. In other arenas, they have ways to entertain the fans during the game. Football and basketball. I'm telling you, I'm going to take you, dog, to a restaurant while a game is happening. Atlanta has it. Every place has it, fam. It's a great experience.
Atlanta has a barbershop, I think, like in the arena.
That's what.
But I've definitely been to a Lakers game before. There's that one part of Staples Center, it's not Hyde, where it's just like a bunch of bars. And like, one time I went to a game, I found myself sitting there for like half the game. I was like, what am I even doing here?
There you go.
Why am I spending money on a ticket?
There you go.
This bar could be anywhere in the
there
world.
There you go.
And like, I'm watching the damn game.
I'm telling you, dog.
You and your people that were in the arena in downtown Detroit yesterday watching the Timberwolves Pistons game, you were the only ones watching that game. If you weren't at the game, you didn't watch the game. I was on League Pass mumping around. I was like, I'm not even click on this. I'd rather watch a commercial than this. So tell everyone listening to this podcast what they missed at that game. I don't even know who won.
So for me, I was glad I got a chance to share a hug with Carl Anthony Towns after the game. Because Mother's Day, like for so many out there, had buried emotions. And fortunate or unfortunate, being public figures, ours played out for public consumption while we were at work. And coincidentally, they were the team that was playing against Detroit. And actually, we needed the conversation. We needed the hug. We needed to give each other that therapy. And that was a beautiful moment for me. And I'm going to make sure he and I stand on what we discussed. And I'm going to make sure I stand on the healing and the communication that he and I planned going forward, because it's going to be therapeutic for both of us. The other thing that stood out to me is Anthony Edwards is a freak athlete. It's one thing to watch him do dunks, right? Like, we've seen him do, like, amazing, jaw-dropping, oh my God, top SportsCenter number one top play type dunks. But you know what really stood out to me about his athleticism? If he decides to play defense, he can lock you down. Like, he has the potential to be a terrific defensive player. He has the ability, he has the will, he has the toughness, and he has one more thing, and I want to say this with all respect. He's a little bit crazy.
I like it.
And if you notice, all of the dudes that play defense, like Tony Allen and those type of guys.
Ron Artest.
Meta World Peace. Yeah, like that's a Ben Wallace.
Pat Bev.
Like those guys are wired different. Those guys are wired different, right? And I saw that with him. But he also could be a guy that's going to be a 20-point scorer. Like, I don't know if he averages 20 this year, but next year, from next year on, he could be averaging 20 every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure, and I don't have to look at it. I'm sure he averages 20 this year, but he takes 35 shots to get there.
Right. And then lastly, I'm going to tell you what I thought about. Because I've been on this show talking about what they probably should do in the draft. And you remember I talked about a lot of the top prospects that they may consider taking are primary ball handlers.
Well,
so I wanted to watch D'Angelo Russell.
Before you continue, keep in mind this, that if they get 1, 2, 3, or 4, they got to ship it over to the Golden State Warriors. Keep that in mind.
Correct. And wow, that's not good for your franchise.
No.
So, but here's the point I was also going to make. They have an opportunity, and I know it's going to sound crazy now. This is about to sound crazy. D'Angelo Russell is really talented. He was an all-star in the East. He's a shot maker. He's a better passer than people realize. Not much of a defender, not a terrific athlete, but he has great court sense. And you know what he actually has the ability to do with that team that I now saw since I was sitting at the game, and you get a chance to watch the huddles, and you get a chance to like watch everybody's body language. You get a chance to hear what people say on the court when somebody else is balling. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Jacoby. Like, it's just vastly different when you at the game. He has a chance to be a uniter for them like James Harden needs to be for the Nets. He has a chance to do that. He can allow one of them to go ahead and be the star, Carl Anthony to be the big, he could be KD. And then you let Anthony Edwards go ahead and be Kyrie. Now his challenge is, can he play the James Harden role? And that's what I'm going to be watching going forward with that squad.
I just really hope they get their draft pick for their sake. Well, there's part of me that loves the drama of the Warriors getting a really high pick, because I don't know if they're going to pair another young player with Wiseman. They might just try to cash that in and try to get a star. But I hope for the Minnesota Timberwolves'
sake. Do what Boston should have did.
Yeah, and for Karl Anthony Towns' sake, too. I just hope that, because I feel like Karl Anthony Towns, not a lot of people are checking on the Timberwolves games. I certainly wasn't checking on that Timberwolves-Pistons games yesterday. But Karl Anthony Towns has had himself a really good year. They sort of put him in this like playmaker role this year, which has worked out for him. So we'll see what happens there. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is involving you in our show. So we try every day to hear your voice. So you can send us a voicemail by calling 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. Ask us about anything in the world. Our best content always comes from your voicemails. So you can call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show just like this.
J&J, what it do? This is Preston from the H-Town. Shout out Reg, of course. That's staff in the game. Hey, guys, I just realized something about Jacoby. He's not going to admit this. He is not going to want to admit this. But he only likes squads, NBA squads, from exciting cities. So he don't like the Jazz from Utah, the Spurs, San Antonio, right? He only likes, of course, his bandwagon, right? Of course, he's Thais, but New York, Miami, LA, right? Something I noticed. What do y'all think about that? And Jalen, what do you think? Is that a soft move or a boss move? Let me know what y'all think. Appreciate it, fellas. Appreciate all you do. Love you guys. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Keep getting the checks. Peace.
So now, Jalen,
Love you too.
I know you're going to appreciate some good Jacoby slander, so take this one away. What do you think about this accusation from Preston from Houston that I only like NBA teams from exciting cities?
Preston, I love you, my brother. We appreciate the continued support. Thank you for shouting out our dope staff. I got to tell you something. My brother, David Jacoby, is consistent. He don't care if they play in a large city. He don't care if they play in the mid-city. He don't care if they play in a small city. When they're really good, like Buffalo, he's going to root for them.
Mm.
When they're really good, like the Knicks, he's going to root for them. When LeBron goes to the Lakers, he's going to root for them. But soon as the Joker's about to win MVP, he's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He wants to go deeper into the box score and find a gem. And so now Campazzo is his king.
Love Campazzo.
And he's not from a big city. He's not from a big city. I must admit, he is not from a big city. He is not a high flyer, but Jacoby loves players that dazzle. He don't like players like me. Like, if I was in the league, Jacoby would hate my game.
No.
He wouldn't like my game. He would be like, when the Pacers were playing against the Lakers, he hated us. Mm-hmm. He hated us. We led the league in three-point shooting. We led the league in free throw shooting. That's too boring for him. Just like the Jazz. They just broke a record for three-pointers made. Now, if that was Houston, we'd be like, 7 seconds or less. Mike D'Antoni and Daryl Morey, they're geniuses. They revolutionized the game.
James Harden is a maestro.
Mike D'Antoni offense is still... Exactly. Right. Exactly. So, I appreciate the call, but being from Amherst, Massachusetts, Jacoby has a bias, but it's not in sports. Jacoby's bias and most of my East Coast friends' bias is against Tupac Shakur.
They'll never admit it.
I'm just telling you, there's so many people from the East Coast that don't realize that the East Coast, West Coast beef clouds their judgment when they hear artists from the other side.
I cannot listen to Tupac objectively. I do not have an objective opinion about Tupac. It has been tainted by like 1993 to 1997. Like, it's just been tainted. Right. Probably the window's wrong, but whatever.
The whole back and forth, Biggie, the whole thing.
I couldn't do it. I am biased against Tupac, but that is my personal opinion. And I think that all of those people that are from the East Coast that are over 38 probably share that somewhat. But I also want to say something about small cities versus big cities. I've been to every single NBA city except for like Minneapolis, right? I've been to every city in the country.
Interesting.
Pretty much. I'm trying to think of cities I haven't been to. Like, I've never been to San Antonio. I've never been to Minneapolis. But I've been to most cities in America, and there's something I like about all of them. Like, smaller cities can be more fun than bigger cities. Like I'll rock with Portland. I'll rock with Denver. I like smaller cities sometimes better than the quote-unquote more exciting cities.
Well, I want to teach you guys something, because I see my brother Charles Barkley say this on TV too. Maybe an hour away from San Antonio is a place called Austin. And you and I have been there.
Love it.
And Austin is fun.
Yes. Yes.
Austin is fun. Those are the kangaroo Jalen days.
Where
I was having so much fun. I was having, like, you know when you're having fun? When you're taking a nap at noon.
That's when you're having fun. I love this mature school founder, you know, political voice, more than a vote, Jalen Rose. But I do miss sloppy kangaroo Jalen Rose from the early days, too. You know? I think this Jalen Rose is better for society. I think this is a healthier version of Jalen Rose. But, like, that 2012, 2013 Jalen Rose. That was more fun. Yeah, definitely more fun. But I know I can still pull that out of you. Just like Bill. The Podfather don't party like he used to, but I can get him there if I need to. Appreciate the call, Preston.
Yeah, we need to get the Podfather on the show.
Yeah, we do. Appreciate the whole staff very much. We will be back tomorrow, maybe with a special guest. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got the gift of being.